a lower price tag for pollution. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holzapfel. We often hear about the economic costs of environmental regulations on the energy industry. But there's a flip side to that equation, the price we pay for pollution. One scientist has added up those costs and found they're going down. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier found out why.
For years, scientists have known that pollution from burning fossil fuels is bad for us. But can we place a dollar amount on the hidden costs we pay for burning coal and other fuels for electricity? Paulina Jaramillo, a Carnegie Mellon scientist, wanted to find out. So she and a colleague designed a model that plugged EPA pollution numbers, weather models, and population data into one big equation. What they found was pretty clear. Emissions from sources like coal-fired power plants are going down. And because of this, so are the costs we pay for air pollution, mainly on human health.
Because we started reducing those emissions, we reduced health impacts. These models cannot pinpoint who specifically benefited, but on a population basis, there are benefits.
So what happened? Jaramillo says the big change is that new regulations forced coal-fired power plants to clean up. Also, the Great Recession lowered demand, and cleaner energy sources like natural gas cut into coal's share of the electricity market. These costs may be going down, but the price tag she calculated, $400 for every person in the U.S., is still pretty steep. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
Now we check in on our series called Citizen Q, where we help answer your everyday questions about the environment. Today we field a question from a Pittsburgher who sometimes wonders whether her recycling efforts are really making a difference. The Allegheny Front's Lou Bluin has more.
Jenna Thompson is passionate about her recycling, but when she lugs her recycling bin out to the curb, a certain nagging little doubt sometimes creeps into her mind.
Is it just somehow all just going into the garbage? Because who are they paying to break apart shopping receipts from soda cans?
It is something that seems sort of mind-boggling, but rest assured, your recycling is getting sorted.
This is the very beginning of the whole process.
This is Russell Holby, and he's the guy that oversees the sorting of Pittsburgh's recycling.
Just to give you an idea, our facility is on 8 acres, so you figure you're looking at about 50 yards of material right here. 20 feet high.
This sorting facility does pretty much what you'd expect. The unsorted stuff is fed in on one end, and then a series of machines separate specific materials one by one. Among the more incredible technologies, the eddy current machine, which gives aluminum cans a temporary charge that makes them literally shoot off the conveyor belt.
The first time I saw it, I was like, it's magic, but it isn't magic, it's science. It's physics and science.
On average, the system is able to recover about 90% of what comes in on the trucks. So yeah, you can still feel good about what you're hauling out to the curb. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Lou Bluin.
That story is part of Citizen Q, where we help sort out your everyday environmental questions. So if you have a question, find us on Facebook, Twitter, at Allegheny Front, or at our website, alleghenyfront.org. And that's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holzapfel.